Blog Talk Radio.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Viva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
No.
what's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to Tuesday. Let's talk about Tuesday, y'all, and we getting that spiritual feeding on. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay, and we're about to get it in. Today, we're going to be talking about, and we're talking on the subject. Excuse me, y'all. I got to tell y'all what today is. First of all, today is the Lord's. The day that the Lord has made. Second of all, today is Tuesday, January the 18th, 2011, y'all. We move into a new year, and we are getting our Talk About Tuesday on. And today, we're going to be talking about I Ain't Got Time, Baby. That is the topic of this show today. It's called I Ain't Got Time, Baby. And the reason why I decided to do this topic, because a lot of us be like, yo, I ain't got time for this, I ain't got time for that, I'm so busy, I'm so caught up, and I got a million things on my plate. But I'm going to break it down for y'all today on Talk About Tuesdays, because we got to talk about this, man. And I want to tell y'all about my peoples, my own girl Lisa. And I'm going to tell y'all a little story about her, but let's get into this scripture right here. Today's scripture is going to come from 1 Corinthians 9:25. It says, "And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things." And that's 1 Corinthians 9:25. Now, let's get into Lisa. Let me tell you about Lisa. Now, Lisa's a couple of mornings ago, she raced into the kitchen to get her morning coffee or her morning cup of coffee and get her keys to start the car. And she was saying to herself, like, okay, everything is done. Now, if I get out the door in 2 minutes, I'm going to make it to work on time. Now, y'all know how we do. We be rushing, taking care of everything, trying to get that last one in or that first one in the morning. And we like, all right, I got like one more minute left. I'm going to get this done, and I'm going to get out so I won't be late for work. And we all try to make it our business not to be late to work so we won't be getting those pink slips. But let me let y'all know about Lisa. Now, as she rushed back into the house, she passed the babysitter. She passed the babysitter, and she passed her 6-year-old son, Trey. Now, as she was passing, Trey reached up to her and said, "You know, Mommy, I want a big hug. Mommy, give me a hug." And she said to him, she said, "Trey, I ain't got time, baby. If I stop now, I'll be 2 minutes late and get stuck in traffic on the interstate." And out the door, boom, she went. Now, she races. She said, "I got my cup of coffee. I got my keys. I'm going to turn the car on. I had to run." She had to run back into the house. Her little son, her little 6-year-old son, said, "Mommy, give me a big hug." She said, "Baby, I ain't got time. I ain't got time to give you a hug. Otherwise, I'm going to be 2 minutes late to work." How many of us have done that on today? How many of us have rushed out the house without hugging our kids, without kissing our husband? Let alone without brushing our teeth. We get so caught up in all the stuff that's going on in the world, and we got so much stuff to do that we feel like we don't realize that we're not putting our time into what's most important. And we all know that our kids are very, very important. All of our kids are very important, and our spouses is very important, and they need attention just like we do. But when it's time for us to receive it, and when they running out the door ain't giving no hugs and kisses, we got our little lip poked out, little crescent lip. "You left out, didn't you? You don't even love me no more. You don't give me no hugs and no kisses. Oh, baby, you just leave. You just give me a little sly kiss, like my little peck, and you gone." Well, let's think about what we doing on today. And that's why I wanted to talk about Tuesday with Lisa today, because she was running around and carrying on, and her little son reached up to her like, "Mommy, give me a hug." But I'm going to tell y'all what happened, though. I'm going to tell y'all what happened. She left out the house for giving that baby a hug, right? Now, the ride to work was real sobering. She was thinking to herself, what did I just do? How had life gotten to the point? How could she deny, you know, a warm, tender hug to the child that God blessed her with? You know, how many areas of her life was suffering because she was racing through life to get the things done? How many other places were suffering? And we got to think about that on today, too. I want y'all to call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347 850-1521. And if you got my Facebook, it's already up there. You can follow me on Facebook. Just go on Facebook and put in Diva Mary Kay. There's only one. And you can also follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. And you can get that number. And again, call me up at 347-850-1521. And I want to give a big shout out to the 347, the 908, the 201, the 515, and the 618 live in the building, live on their phones right now, moving about their life. They could be anywhere else, but y'all with me right now. So mwah, much Diva love, y'all. It is Talk About Tuesday. Y'all know I got some hot mess news for y'all. And not only that, I want to give much Diva love to Jamie in the chat room. Hey, dude. Hey, Diva. How you doing? It's Talk About Tuesday, y'all. I want to know, has it gotten to the point in your life that you running around like you crazy, just running around, and you ain't got time? Your favorite word is, I ain't got time. I'm a busy man, I'm a busy woman. And I want to know how many other areas of your life are suffering because you racing through life to get things done. Y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. Now, I do want to give y'all a little hot mess news about the diva. Yes, I'm confessing. Okay, put your recorders on. Everybody listen. Diva is confessing because Diva Mary Kay puts a lot of stuff on her plate that she's not going to eat. And it's a shame. So I was doing a show, which I had to cut the show down because not only am I doing a show 6 days a week, squeezing in time, at work. I'm working right now as I'm working with the show, taking the lunch break and working as I'm working. And not only that, trying to cram in school, my son, my family, my God. I know that I try to have it balanced with God first, family second, career third. But something is missing. Guess who was taking a short end of the stick? Nothing but my precious son, Makai, my 8-year-old, my biggest supporter, my biggest cheerleader in the whole world. He was taking the short end of the stick, and he said to me, he said, Mommy, you know, you don't have to do your show. You can just do your regular job. You don't need that show. And that's because he was feeling neglected. And I can definitely understand that we don't want our most important people, besides our God, our Savior, to feel neglected. Because we so caught up on the things that we need to do, the things that we got to get done. I'm a mover, I'm a shaker, I got to make it happen. How in the world did I think that I was going to be able to balance the show, work, God first, family second, career third, cook, do the laundry, and go to school? That's 8 things. So I had to get my priorities together because thank God it was only for a month of a time that I was in it, because that month, let alone that one day that my son wasn't getting attention, could have destroyed him for the rest. Like, serious, y'all. And I definitely want y'all to think about on that today. Talk About Tuesday is for us to get honest and talk about what's really going on. Like, for real. God got me. I know he got my back. It's the God in me. But at the same time, we get so caught up. Prime example, I got a friend who's caught up with his job, with his career, and everything that's going on, and he don't even know that his daughter is on the break of being sexually active. Now, you know the diva in me is definitely going to tell him, but I'm hesitant because I don't feel like that's my place. Yes, the mother and the father lives in two different homes or whatever. I've been knowing this young girl since she was little, but she's thinking about sex right now. And I'm going to go to him to try to give him hints, but then at the same place, it's not my place to go and say, look, your daughter is thinking about having sex. Or maybe if y'all disagree with me. If you're on the line right now, press the 1 button and let me know what you think, or call me up at 347-850-1521, or you can hit me up in the chat room and let me know what you think about that situation right there. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotsent, or Yes, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I want to get your opinion on this because I really want to tell him what's going on with his daughter, but I don't want him to, like, kind of bark at me and, like, how are you going to tell me? How you know what my daughter want to do or whatever the case may be, and then he try to go and get kind of evil with his baby mother. So y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's get into this music because it's a God in me. Let's go. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Talk About It Tuesday, y'all. And we definitely getting it in with this question that I have. And the topic that we're talking about today is I Ain't Got Time. A lot of us say, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for their little hormones. I ain't got time for his or her attitude. I just ain't got time. And a lot of times we need to make some time. And I just posed a question before I went into that joint right there. It's called, that was Mary Mary, it's the God in me. I definitely like that joint. But I posed a question that, you know, I have a friend and his daughter is thinking about being sexually active. And he caught up in his job and his career and his school. And, you know, I want to tell him, but I'm kind of hesitant of telling him because I really don't feel it's my place and I don't want to get, you know, I you know, Ben got my head bit off before. But I want to tell him, but maybe I really don't know how to tell him, but I want to give big shout-out to Jamie in the chat room, and I also want to give a big shout-out to my guest, 2195, in the chat room. Welcome to Diva Spot ENT. But I like what Jamie said. Jamie said, I would try talking to him, although all you trying to do, all you are doing is trying to look out for his kid. And if it was mine, I want someone to let me know. Although if it was mine, I already know, and she wouldn't like that. Right. I know that's right, Jay. Look, put it on blast. Let's talk about Tuesday. Like, y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you want to get your comment out and give some shout outs, press the 1 button and we will open you live on the air, so you can go ahead and get that out. I would want somebody to tell me if my son was being sexually active and if something was going on rather than him telling me. And you know, and big shout out to Sanity Girls. Shout out to Sanity Girls. I love Sanity Girls. I swear I do. A big shout out to the CEO of Sanity Girls. I love Sanity Girls. Big shout out to them. But I really want to holler at him and tell him about the situation that's going on with his daughter, and I am, because I don't want her to, you know, end up making a wrong choice. But she's a very smart girl. I'm talking about top of the class, y'all. She is high class. She is definitely top of the class. She loves her work, but the hormones is kicking in, and she's feeling some type of way. Her body is starting to change. Okay, she's 15. Things are starting to change. It already was twerking at 14. So things are starting to change for her, and she's starting to see her friends around her and whatnot. And I got hot mess news I'm going to be talking about on Friday's show, which I'm going to play this joint for y'all in a little bit later. It's 90 girls in Memphis. It's a high school in Memphis. It's 90 girls, teenagers, pregnant in this school. Not all of them are pregnant, but either they're pregnant or they already had the babies yet, and the babies is no more than 2 years old. So let's think about that, y'all. Like, let's really look at the numbers like that. And a lot of us, Spark Easy, big shout out to Spark Easy. He made a song. He redid Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac. He redid the song, and what he did was he grew Brenda's baby up. And he talked about in the song how females, not just young girls, but how females, how we fall for this false love and end up getting pregnant. And then have to make a decision or a sacrifice to keep our child in somewhat struggle or to get an abortion and, you know, to be with a guy, be caught up in love. And a lot of my young sisters out there don't know is getting abortions, first of all, is not cool. Second of all, every time you lay down on that table, it's a possibility that you can die from getting abortions. And not only is it a possibility that you can die from having an abortion, it's a possibility that you can die from having a baby. So it's kind of like lose-lose situation for you. So you want to make sure that you are really ready to have a child. And a lot of times, not just young girls, but grown women, we just seen it over and over again. Talk about Tuesday, y'all. We just seen it over and over again. Our sister cousins, divas, we get with these guys, we get all, you know, girly, we get all ooh-wee about it, and, you know, we start getting all caught up with our emotions and our feelings, and we end up getting pregnant, having unprotected sex, getting pregnant. Like, we got some type of stash box where the semen is going to go. I got to give a big shout-out to Sanity Girls right now. Big shout-out to all my Twitter love. And I definitely want to get their opinion. What I'm going to do right now is hit them. Call me up now. We're going to talk about Tuesdays. Sanity Girls is a great organization. They're actually, Sanity Girls are an independent company. Their models and their business women are very beautiful, and they support domestic violence against women and children. And they're actually raising funds right now. I'm so glad to be in connection with them because they're raising funds right now to open up a center in the East Coast for domestic violence victims. So I love them very, very much. Let's talk about Tuesdays. 347-850-1521. Yes, Shadiva, multitask, because God blessed me to do so. How about that? How about that? So, here it is. I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to give y'all dead air, but I definitely want to get their opinion because they deal with a lot of young women and a lot of stuff going on. But definitely we'll talk about Tuesdays. A lot of times when you say, I don't have time. I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time to make it happen. Some couples, a woman or a man in a relationship says, I don't have time to love my mate. I don't have time to get romantic. I ain't got time to get all dressed up. I ain't got time to get my hair cut, smell good for my woman. And what happens when you don't make time? Like Martin said, spend some time with me, some quality freaking time with me. And right when you're ready to do something nice, when you're ready, not for your mate, you only doing it for yourself, they be like, oh, well, you know, things have changed and I feel different. And then you want to start a fight and all the mess going on. Now you want to fight. Now you want to start throwing punches. I never really got that. I never really got that when somebody was in a relationship and when it was breakup time, when a person kept it real with them rather than cheating on them and said, look, you know, this is something I can't do no more. I'm not feeling it. And went ahead about on their way. Now they extra mad. Now they want to throw punches and go in. I got to get some Facebook love right now. Big shout out to Julie. That's my boo. Hey. Big shout out. Always have me cracking up. Great people. I love it that I can really, really network with her because she has a beautifully slick mouth. And that's how I'm going to say it right there. She has a beautifully slick mouth, and it is definitely worth it. But it's Talk About Tuesday. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know your comment on this situation right here, and especially with, you know, the mate. Now we talked about, I got my answer for Jamie. Thank you, Jamie, for giving me the answer. We talked about, you know, my friend having a daughter who's wanting to be sexually active, and I was hesitant to tell him, but I'm going to tell him now. But let's talk about Tuesday on you're not having time for your mate. Like, I ain't got time for my boo. I don't have time to be going through this with her. I ain't got time to be playing with this person. Like, for real, all the things that I used to do, I ain't got to do no more. I got you. See? And women, too. The ladies, I'm about to get at y'all. Shout out to Guest 381, Guest 2416, and Jamie live in the chat room. This Talk About Tuesday. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay, and we definitely getting it in. I got a hot banger by Spark Easy. I'm about to play it a little bit. He actually redid Tupac's songs, Brenda Got a Baby, but he grew the baby up, and what he's talking about is how women, you know, and girls fall for false love and end up getting pregnant and some of the things that they have to face later on. But right now, I want your opinion on the topic of the show is I don't have time. So I want your opinion on the mate situation. We get to the point that we get comfortable. And women, I'm sorry, but we are the worst. I know we the queens. I'm a queen. But we get to the point like, look, I don't feel like getting intimate or sexual with you. I don't feel like cooking. We pulled all the tricks and bits out the bag in the beginning, but now that we got him, he's tired of looking at that do-rag and those sweatpants that you didn't have that chili stain on for 2 years now, and it's on your butt. You didn't wash them sweatpants for forever. Those are done. They don't even fit no more. They look like Rosie O'Donnell with sweatpants on. Like, who does that? And we get to the point like, oh, he should love me for me. I done had his kids. I done married him. We done went through all this stuff. And now he want to, you know, turn me into some Barbie doll. No, not necessarily. It's kind of funny how we get up, we get jazzy to go out with our girlfriends to the club. We get jazzy to go get our hair done, nails done, everything. Come to doing for your mate. you forget. Like, you forget about him. And men, too. Y'all sitting up there with that wife beater on, and your butt and breast just as, your butt, I mean, your gut and your butt is just as big as mine. Ooh, talk about it Tuesday. Come on now, and the farting has to stop. Dudes, just because we with you don't mean that you can just let all your fart out like this wet, nasty butt and then try to kiss and hug on me later. Ew. I definitely want y'all opinion on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, because I ain't got the time. We're about to go into this joint right now. It's by Spark Easy. It's called Brenda Had a Baby. I'm going to call it Brenda Had a Baby 2011, but it's really great, and I definitely want y'all feedback on it. So let's go.
Brenda's got a baby, and you will never know it. Come on.
Show you things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brenda got a baby, and you will never know it. No. Brenda had a baby, but I cannot recall the name. Never give her one, cause Brenda ended off slain before she had the chance to make everything right again. So it's just a song somewhere I hear the baby remain. Searching for something on earth she could call hers. Trying not to follow the same way her mother splurged. Young girl, so many questions looking for answers. She don't know who she is, who to be, or what the plan is. Just graduated, moved on to campus. She managed to make it to college without needing pampers. All in all, her goal, she just achieved it. Sometimes when she had a baby to have family in the seats, cause when she graduated, no family came to see, no one to cheer her on. It was too damaging as she lived in sorrow for so long. Honing all she believes, it would be falling at all if she wasn't deceased. But she keep on holding on, not a quitter, despite the anguish and pain. It's time for her to give up whenever she's down and out, giving up a suggestion. She continues to fight through life's confusing reflection. Happiness the only thing she really longs for. So anxious she is to bring love to a door, as she opens to the first person that now, without the benefit of doubt, all the bad parts are key in that lock. But she desperate to not feel alone any longer, so she don't care to scope out who she onto, embracing all the temporary feelings, blind to her to see his true colors revealing. Not knowing how deep the water is before she going, tiptoeing into what she think is love and wind up soaking in such an emotional trial. Too not important, she dropped out for a companion vow. Fantasy fortune, make a long story brought in wild, now here come a child. Hoss desire to now, wouldn't that be foul? What should have made her nervous, actually made her smile. She couldn't wait to let the whole world know about her baby love. She waited, the boyfriend came home. She knew he'd be elated, but unfortunately was wrong. Expecting the grip of her expectations were postponed. Cause when he got the news, his face was stone. Lashing out, saying his focus on school. How can they afford a baby? They barely making it through. No money, investment, recession took away his job. They depending on his financial way to survive. Instead of being a man, understanding support. If he threatened to leave her, if she don't receive the abortion, she said go. Little did she know, as he walked out the door, she falling into the same predicament as Brenda before. She foresees that, so she runs to the door to tell him relax. How can they work this out? It's the question that she asked, coherent to his character. He answers that she deletes that. The thing that make her happy is the thing that make him be mad. So now, what should the girl do? She don't wanna lose her baby. Yo, her man, she gotta choose. Feeling false to a bull, happiness to pain. Full fake love, gain the baby daddy. Leaves it a shame without a baby.
Baby,
it's crazy.
Love is
welcome back, y'all. That was the boy Spark Easy with Brenda's Got a Baby 2011. That's definitely a hot one. I'm definitely feeling that joint right there. And if you want to get on the live chat. I got a couple of people that's trying to get to the live chat. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And once you get to the page, you can just click on it where it says live chat at. So I'm going to run that through again for y'all. Let me just refresh my chat room. But if you want to get on in the chat room to chat and type, all you got to do is go to hold on 1 second. UTTLN. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And once you get to my page, it's going to say live chat. It's going to be like a green button, I think, or either red. And you can just click on it, and it'll open up the live chat for you right there. And also, for the people who's listening online, the show is maybe like 1 minute behind what I'm saying already. So that's why I repeated it for you guys. So, yeah, we back, and we talking about this Talk About Tuesday situation. I'm definitely feeling that joint right there, Spark Easy. We're going to have him coming in as well on we're going to have him coming on Frontline Fridays, and he's going to be talking about the concept behind the song and how he came up with it. And for all y'all that don't know, Frontline Fridays with my co-host, Tate Black. And that's where all the new music lives and all indie artists and all the hot music bumping right now. We got so many exclusives lined up for the show that we had to take it down from three artists to two artists at a time. So it was definitely what's up. I'm thankful that God has continued to move me and give me an opportunity and a palette at the same time to be able to not only just kick it with y'all and teach and preach the word to y'all, but, you know, to be able to really relate to y'all and have something. Because I was listening to a sermon the other day, and it really had nothing to do with nothing, like for real. And I felt bad, but then at the same time, what he was talking about, it was like he was condemning people. But at the same time, it was true what he was saying. It was true. But, you know, he was just condemning people. Like, everybody is in the world right now. You got to encourage people to get out of the world and start thinking about what God has for them, knowing their purpose. Not saying, oh, you need to stop smoking, you need to stop drinking. We all know that. I mean, let's think about it. But if you put, if you put emphasis on what's important in your life and why you shouldn't do it and what it's going to get you if you do it and when you do it, I think that'll help people better understand about living and understanding the Lord. Everybody loves the Lord. Don't get me wrong. Everybody loves the Lord. Everybody has in their self-conscious that there's a higher being. I know that for a show. But at the same time, you just can't go pointing your fingers when they see your other fingers pointing right back at you. Like, let's be real. And even with the church, sometimes church folks is the worst folks, because the churches, oh, I'm about to take y'all to church right now, because the churches will condemn you. If some people in the church is jealous of you, believe it or not, I have a situation, you know, with a sister and a brother who got attacked by the church. And it all starts, and for all you pastors and deacons with these husbands and these wives, knock it off, yo. Nobody wants your wife and nobody wants your man. And it goes simply like this. Don't nobody want them because, first of all, we supposed to be looking at them with respect. Ain't nobody trying to bag your boo. Ain't nobody trying to bag your hubby. And I'm going to go back to the rules. Don't check me, check your man. Don't check me, check your girl. But I'll say it like that for my own personal being. And shout out to the 862. If you're not calling on the line and you want to get your opinion out, press the 1 button. You're going to get put in the call queue, and we know you want to come on and give your opinion. And also in the chat room, y'all give me y'all, because church folks can be the worst folks, y'all. Julia, I see you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, honey. What's up? But church folks can be the worst folks, man. And the pastors and the deacons and the deaconess and sister, brother, this, to get to the point where they be all jacked up and they think that y'all want they spouse or whoever that they with. Don't nobody want your spouse. We just want to have some respect for them. Ain't nobody looking at them like for real, for real. And then to think about it is they'll start to condemn you and look at you like you the Jezebel, and they got the Jezebel spirit. Now, this hasn't happened to me, but I hope it don't happen to me because God forgive me if I set it off in the church. We go to the church for one reason and one reason alone, and that is to get the word of God. That's it. Just to get the word of God. I'm not worried about what the sister got on. I'm not worried about what the brother got on. I'm not worried about what house, what car the pastor got. I don't care that he drives a Cadillac. He is a messenger. And I think a lot of times we put, and let's talk about Tuesday, y'all. I'm getting it in with that spiritual feeding. I think so many times we be looking so much about what the pastor and the church got, and we ain't realizing that the only reason why we came there is to get the word of God. Nothing else. I don't care that deacon such and such got gaiters on. Why do I care that he got gaiters on? What is that doing for my spirit? What is that doing for my spiritual feeding? You know, and even with this, everybody get caught up on the whole collection plate of things. They done passed the collection plate around twice. You ain't put nothing but a quarter in there anyway. Uh-huh. Yeah, Diva said it. You ain't do nothing but put a quarter or a dollar in there anyway. And don't think that your $2 is what's keeping the church open. Amen. And that's all I got to say about that. That's definitely all I got to say about that, because y'all know I go in, and that's just how I feel. It's Diva Spot ENT, y'all. You're now tuning in live to Talk About Tuesdays. The topic of the day is I don't have time. The topic of the day is I don't have time, and I want your opinion on that when it's said, when it comes to your mate saying that you don't have time to make them feel as most important as you made them feel before. So y'all call me up at 347-851-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Also, for all you people out there that's wanting a mate and looking for a mate, wait on the Lord to send you somebody, because you may get caught up in the tweens and the tides with somebody that ain't right for you, and they going to drive you crazy and get on your nerves. Now, I do got a comment here. Julia says, hey, I wanted to comment before about these young girls getting pregnant. They not only have to be worried about being pregnant, but these girls are having unprotected stuff to get themselves there. Now, that's some crazy stuff. You definitely write about the unprotected sex part of things, because now they got that 30-day drop-off, baby. You can die from a sexually transmitted disease in 30 days or less. I mean, seriously, let's think about it. And even with that, you're slowly dying after you catch the AIDS or the HIV virus. I mean, and we have to really, there's DJs I know that, I know a DJ, he made an R&B CD, and when he distribute the CD, he made he sent condoms out with it, with the CDs. So, you know, he made the R&B CD, but not only that, he put condoms on the back of the CDs that was attached to them, like basically promoting safe sex. And a lot of people thought that was real, you know, that they shouldn't have did it. They shouldn't have did it like that. But I ain't mad. I mean, seriously, I'm really not mad that he put condoms on that packaging, because we got too many teen pregnancies. It's a school right now in Memphis that got 90 teenagers that's either had the baby or pregnant right now. Like, that's a new thing. Girl, what you doing for prom this year? Girl, you ain't pregnant yet? That's a new thing. What kind of dress you getting for prom? Oh, I'm getting a dress, that got the belly cut out so me and my baby can shine. Are you serious? You got to be kidding me, yo. You haven't even graduated out of high school. You got kids going to their eighth grade formal pregnant. Yeah, all right. Picture that with a Kodak, man. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm about to get into some of this music, and y'all also can check me out on the chat in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent, because I'm a queen. Let's go. We're going to get some Queen Latifah out here so we can get some unity.
Brother, call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring rap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cutoff shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling me? Girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all, it's Talk About Tuesdays, and we getting that spiritual feeding on. And we were just talking about, before we went into the break, as far as getting all these STDs and saying I ain't got time and respecting ourselves. And one thing I wanted to say, Satan can't get some of us to use harmful substances, because a lot of times with this whole I ain't got time and we getting caught up with the teen pregnancy, the woman pregnancy, the craziness, you know, it'd be a substance involved. We be our judgment be impaired, whether it's alcohol, weed, coke, dope, wet, shrooms. The list goes on and on. Syrup, you know, angel dust, whatever. Prescription drugs. Let's not leave prescription drugs out. People abuse those too. But you know, say he can't get some of us to use harmful substances. He can't get us, some of us, to prostitute our bodies. He can't get some of us to eat poor diets or waste money. But he can't get to us through overcommitment. We can overcommit to some stuff, y'all. And y'all know what I'm talking about. We can definitely overcommit to some stuff, like overcommit to eating, overcommit to our mates. You know, many times we overcommit ourselves to good things, and we feel it's through stress. You know, through our short tempers, through our lack of times, we get panic attacks, indigestion, migraines, PMS, et cetera. And we complain about what we got ourselves into. I definitely want to get your opinion on the situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to go to the hotline because we got somebody who want to get it in with the Talk About Tuesday. 347-575. You're now tuning in live to Diva Squad Radio, ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good, Diva Mary Kate? It's Black G's. I'm calling from the Bronx.
Like, geez, what's going on? Welcome to the show, man. I'm so glad that you was tuning in and listening, because you know how Diva Mary Kay get down, so big round of applause to you. What's going on,
yeah,
Black G? Let's talk about it Tuesday.
Now, I was listening to your topic about the younger females having babies and stuff like that. And I just was thinking... It's like Martin had a dream. It's like the people don't dream no more. It's like the TVs and all the songs and everything dictate, like, the mindset of the people now. And the parents ain't teaching them because they just listen to the same songs. You feel me? So what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to follow the song. Everybody's going to follow Soulja Boy and all the other songs that are saying tweet, tweet, and squirt, squirt.
Hey, Gucci, you love me. Gucci, you love me. I think I love her. Yeah.
Yeah. Feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mindset of the people is not growing. We caught up in entertainment. We not dreaming no more. We watching TV, listening to the radio. The dream is gone.
The reality is all the way out the door.
Yeah, way out the window. That's what it is when you got to teach them how to have self-value and teach them how to be builders and stuff like that before they go into having a child. Like, how are they going to have a child if they ain't even lived yet? And then what's that going to breed? It's going to just breed more ignorance.
It's going to be more ignorance and bitterness.
Yeah, more drug dealers.
Let's not forget the bitterness, because now you let your heart and your box get to you. You know, you let your box talk to you. And now you stuck with a baby, and he on to the next box. And that's just not for young girls either. Black G's, you know we got some grown women getting pregnant to hold on to these men that never even touched them, like never even grasped them before. And we talked about, I was just saying that the other day, it's a difference between commitment and a comment.
You're right about that.
I love you. A comment, oh, I think we could be together. Or a comment, I can see us doing our thing. A comment, oh, it's cool that, you know, we and you chill and we up together. But the commitment is, I do love you. The commitment is, I want to be with you. The commitment is, I'm making plans for the future for us to have something for our family. The commitment is, I'm doing this for me, you, and our family. Commitment. And instead of getting come, can we get the commitment, ladies? Get the commitment before you get the come.
They don't want the commitment. I told you they don't want the commitment. They watching the videos and they watching the TV and they infatuated by a persona, a look. They not looking for substance. If they was looking for substance, then they would get to know the person and know substance and know good characteristics and stuff like that. So that's why the relationships never work at the end, because what you was attracted to was something that was on TV. It's not even real. That goes back into the thing like when you meet the female, right, and the female was looking good, she's smelling good when you first meet her, then all of a sudden she just starts slacking. You know why? Because she was pretending. You never really got to know her. She was acting. And then when the act was gone and she felt like she got what she wanted, now she could be her. That's who she is. That's what it is. That's who she is. See? That's why we need more rap songs like how homie had that song. More conscious rap songs where people could feed their minds. You feel me? Feed the world, feed their minds. You feel me? So people could start thinking different. You know what I mean? It feel like we're moving backwards the way black people think.
And not just necessarily black people, but black people are the majority, but all people. And Julie in the chat room, she made a good point here. She says, I wanted to put this out here because it was so vital. It was crazy. It says, you ever seen that guy they locked up on YouTube doing a roll call on the girls he infected? Don't know if it was real, but he was locked up for it. And he was locked up for it. Wait a minute. The chat room is moving while I'm talking. Sorry, y'all. It was girls between 13 and up. 13 years old and up. That is crazy. I like what she says. I said those girls need to ass up, and I really meant that. It says your parents need to go to school too. Go to school with their kids. Like, volunteer after school with your kid. Just don't take the school for granted, man. Like, just don't think that you just send them off and that's it. Like, for real. Like,
Let me ask you something, Diva, right? You know, like, in certain places, right, if a person have a dog, right, and a dog break off the chain and attack somebody, they charge the person, right? Now, everybody know that you don't have no control over a dog. A dog is an animal. So certain people be responsible for their kids under a certain age. If their kids do something, shouldn't the parents be held accountable? That's what I think should happen. The parents should be held accountable so they could be more responsible and stop just having these kids, you know what I mean, and not having no type of direction. You feel me? Because the kids are supposed to be the future. We're supposed to be putting the information in the kids so we can have a better future, a better hood, a better ghetto. But it seems like everything just keep repeating the same thing. It's the same thing.
I feel like both of them should be charged. I feel like the parents should be charged and the child should be charged. If your child doesn't have a mental disability, you should be able to be charged with, you know, what they're going to be charging with your child is having sex underage. I mean, it's a pro and a con at the same time, but they should be charged and then they should be mandated to go to some parenting classes, and they should be forced to go. They should be, and it's a shame that we got to force y'all to spend time with y'all kids and get to know your son or your daughter. Otherwise, they be going to be jacked up, because I'm going to tell you where, you know, some young girls, especially in the hood, end up getting with a dude that ain't no good for her, end up getting pregnant. Because mama is spending more time with the new boyfriend, all up in the room, smoking and joking and getting her back banged out. Or daddy is spending more time with the new girlfriend because they own selfish desires. And the kid is taking a back burner. Point blank period. And they need your time. And that's why I went and did this. I ain't got time. You know, we did complain, you know, matters by eating and drinking things all at the hours of the night, you know, and we got about 3 minutes left. But we do exactly nothing positive for building our bodies and our temples, man. We do exactly nothing positive about building up our families. And then we wonder why, you know, we don't have a strong connection. What happened to sitting down and playing some board games? We got so much technology spraying Scrabble that's building up their vocabulary and the spelling is helping them later. But if you all crawled up with your boo and Boo booing and Boo loving. The kids is in the other room with SpongeBob and Dora, and SpongeBob's showing them, Dora, first of all, teaching them how to speak in Spanish. And Dora, and another thing about Dora, y'all gonna start bugging Boo. Where the hell is Dora's parents at? This little girl going to all kinds of adventures. She on a plane. Where's her mommy and daddy at? I seen my Dora, mommy and daddy one time, and that was our birthday party. That is not fabulous. Yo, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Talk About Tuesday. We definitely been talking about it. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Big shout out to Black Jesus for calling in. Big shout out to Julie from Facebook. Big shout out to Jamie from Washington. Oh man, the list goes on and on. I got to get to the chat room. Big shout out to my guest 2050 5014. Big shout out to all the Twitter love. Everybody, y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in tomorrow to Woman Wednesdays. We definitely get in there. We're going to be talking about this hot topic, single mom versus single dad. We're going to be talking about the pros and cons of being a single mom and a single dad living in America and what's available and not available to them. So we giving y'all a chance to air out y'all's situation. We're going to have the CEO for Sanity Girls calling in. He's going to call in and share some light. Also, we're going to have another special guest coming in. I can't tell you what it is yet because she's coming, but we definitely going to get it in tomorrow. So we're going to have single moms versus single dad tomorrow. Y'all make sure y'all tune in at tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Call me up at 347-850-1521. Tell a friend to tell a friend to follow me at Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay and do yourself a favor and Google the Diva because I changed just for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Potential, and you made it so simple to be in love.